mobile.
KJ4, CTD mobile.
Hello, Wyatt. I'm sitting out here right behind a 767 out here on J. Vern Smith Parkway. It says FedEx on it.
Behind a FedEx plane. Well, you know, 9 degrees, it could snow.
45 degrees out here, Wyatt. Let me turn the radio down in the background here. How's your day going, bud? We just mailed some pizza to Boston.
Well, I'm over here in West Greenville, heading towards Clemson. Got to make a run over there right quick. And it's 41 degrees.
Columbia, because you're probably on I-85. And I avoid it like the plague, sort of like Woodruff Road. Oh, we gotta go to our favorite grocery store now, Aldi's, but she likes the one in Taylor, so I have to go back up through Greer, and then, here's an incoming call. Oh, it's Rusty. Hang on a minute, Wyatt, I'll get this. It's Rusty. It's Ginger LTR. He's been kind of sick.
No, I'm on 123.
KJ4 CTD, W4DJW. You still there, Wyatt? Can you hear? Good. You sound a little broken up.
Copy that off.
Well, I was going to tell you, I figured out my problem with being able to use the payment feature.
You figured out your problem with something.
Being able to pay my dues online.
I'm sorry, I'm over in Easley. I don't know. I'm not usually on 123. I don't know where the good spots are.
Yeah, I don't know where they are either. But I do know sometimes going down 123, I lose it, and then I get it right back. It's not very long. It's not gone for long. So when it says to reset your password, it says, and you got to look closely, it says username or email address to reset the password. Well, all I read was email address, and that was the wrong one. I needed username, and it worked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I have not actually had a chance to get a message to Billy. I'm thinking somebody's been using our domain as a spam relay, and the auto server stuff restricted us to one email an hour. And I have no idea how in the world they're getting into and setting up their own email account. I don't understand that at all, because that's designed not to do that at all.
Well, you probably still need to discuss that with Billy and get that squared away so that if two people do it in the same hour, they'll be able to get a reset in 1 hour. And because it is frustrating if you don't know. But there was no user ID connected to my email address. And I was thinking there was, because so many systems nowadays use your email address as your user ID. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out that it was my call sign, not my user ID. So once I figured that out, it was smooth sailing. I didn't need to reset it. But it did send me a reset password email, despite me not needing one at that point. I didn't do anything with it. I just ignored it and went on about my business and paid my dues.
I see that you had sent an email, something that came through the email. So, because I went through there and I deleted everything that was not what it should be. And then I saw it started working again. So, but I still need to find enough time when I'm not actually doing other things to actually sit down and talk to Billy.
Yeah, don't let that fall off your list, because it can be frustrating. But in this case, it wasn't because of that. In this case, it was just because I forgot I had a username that was not my email address. So, you know, if somebody else comes along and has that same problem, it might be a good idea to tell them, look closely, it says username or email. Don't just by default use your email. It's probably a username, which is probably your call sign or something like that.
Put on along to the person that was having the problem. Get you 4CTD mobile.
I will. I just got that done yesterday, and I was behind. That gave me a bundle of eight, so that I could print up ID cards and send them out. And so I went ahead and finished that. So I'll go ahead and reply to hers and tell her what I did, and I'll include you in that so that you know what's going on, and pass that along in case other people run into that same kind of an issue. And then I'll let you go because I know you're over there and easily and it's hard to hear, but I just wanted to relay that to you. KJ4CTD, W4DJ, W clear.
We'll catch you later, KJ4CTD, Mobile and like mega traffic of Easley.
CTD and 0GR Mobile.
4CTD Mobile.
Sorry about that, but Rusty's been kind of sick with some dental stuff and I wanted to talk to him. He called me on the phone just now. He had a bunch of teeth pulled and a plate put in and some things that are not very pleasant. Anyways, you going down there to work today, I think you said?
Buy stuff that somebody else gets to work at installing. But I have to get it done now because I'm planning on going on vacation at some point before the end of the year. Don't know when that'll be, but you know, it's going to be Christmas somewhere.
Children from Michigan are coming down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and flying in. So leastwise, this junk is supposed to be gone by then. It's raining lightly up here on Wade Hampton in Greer, or Taylor's, up here by Joey's Fireworks, heading down to Aldi's. But it's supposed to be really heavy later today and clear through tomorrow morning.
And it's not quite, you know, I've still got intermittent wipers on. But, yeah, still no snow. 8 degrees, so it can snow there.
8 degrees. You're trying to pull something on me there. You're talking about centigrade or, shoot, maybe Kelvin.
It can snow at 33 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's like 40 here, so, yeah, 40, 41. It's bouncing back and forth.
We went out and watered the chickens and fed them yesterday, so we wouldn't have to mess with it today. All I got to do is go out and gather up the eggs. But other than that, I'm going to hibernate.
Really, to be honest, all I'm doing is one of the things that fell off the punch list, and I totally forgot about it, but it will totally fail its inspection if I don't have it, is smoke detectors. So I got to buy some smoke detectors, and one of my construction guys will be back this week to install those, and we got a couple other bits and pieces that have to be done before we can actually call for the occupancy or final inspection. But I think, fingers crossed, we will be done with this by the end of the year, or at least this one.
SN0TR Mobile. Well, I would assume if it's a rental, you hardwire them, don't you?
Hardwire or softwire, they are non-wired, I should say. Just as long as there are smoke detectors, and you know, you got to have them at the bedrooms, in the hallway, and in like the living room, then whatever.
That's my tip of the day. I didn't know that. Of course, I never had a rental property. We have them all over the house, and means we got a drive-in garage downstairs. I have two carbon monoxide, or three down there, I think, that are bilateral, shall we say. They are smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. And then I have some upstairs in case they would fail. And then I have smoke detectors in most all the other rooms. And I try to keep the batteries changed. Means I'm retired and have the time anymore. I don't mind them peeping at me now and then.
They're supposed to change your smoke detector, the actual detector, out every 10 years. We actually ran into that problem with one of our one of our other rental units. It had been installed and it had reached its expiration date. But at my house, we got them all over the place, and we have those the quote-unquote smart smoke detectors. You know, the Nest carbon monoxide smoke detectors and all that. And, the one in the dining room goes off a lot because, you know, you open the oven and a cloud of smoke escapes since we haven't cleaned the oven recently. So it goes off. Highly irritating. Anyway, 10-4 CTD mobile.
Yeah, several of mine, I think they're Kiddies, K-I-D-D-E or something like that. They're actually online to where if one of them falls, I'll get an alarm on my phone, which is kind of nice. And I think there were two there that were hardwired. Can't remember. But they're worth their weight in gold. Yeah, most of the detectors that I've seen here in the last year or so are primarily 10-year detectors. They have, I assume, lithium ions. The old ones used a 9-volt battery and radioactive americinum in them, and they do have a 10-year shelf life. You're quite correct on that.
The Nest ones, they also expire after 10 years of use. I'm not sure if they use the America foot in them or if they're using something else or what they're using.
And I don't think there's anything to tell you when the 10 years is up, but I always take a magic marker, and when I put a battery in one of them, they're good for about a year and a half. I try to look at them on my birthday or something like that. Got to turn the wipers on here. You might hear them squealing. Any battery I put in anything, I take a magic marker and I mark the date on it before I put it in it. It's kind of handy when you go to look and see if you got a fault in something and it turns out it's the battery.
Got tool batteries, but we just try and change the anything that you know how they always say, hey, it's January 2nd, go check all your batteries, and we just do stuff to do that.
Well, the parking places I normally park are taken care of, so I'll just let Bernice out the door, and I'll be in there in a little bit. I'll go park at one of these internet pickup things. I think my handicap tag overrides that. I haven't been called on it. I've only done it once or twice, but they're really busy. You got your mask? Get your mask on. A lot of people in there today. There's a lot of flu and junk still going around, so we're still wearing them wherever there's a crowd.
It's twice as bad as COVID ever was. You know, you do what you feel you need to do. I'm not going to laugh at you for wearing a mask. I'll laugh at you, but it's not because you're wearing a mask. Get that 4CTD mobile.
Well, I say to each his own on that. There wasn't near as much flu a few years ago because of the fact that people were wearing masks. And a lot of them weren't worth a heck. But I have, Bernice made ours, and they are, actually, they have a filter in them that's good for about 5 microns. So they're a lot better than over-the-shelf things, even the N95s, I would say, which I got them too. But with congestive heart failure, it's only sane for me to watch out for it. But we've had our flu shots and the second, third, and fourth dose of Omicron. Whether it does any good or not, I don't know. But we've had them all. And the shingles shot, you name it, we got it. Anyways, Wyatt, I'm here. And so I'll talk to you down the line. You take care, my friend. KJ4CTD and 0TR73.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. KJ4, CTD Mobile, 73.